Good evening, Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
We're dependable.
And we're never late.
And I want to remind all of our listeners of the immortal, famous words of Jimmy Hoffa. Jimmy Hoffa Jr.
I just call him Jimmy Jr.
Walk the walk and talk the talk.
Words that you should live.
You gotta
and
walk
learn.
The walk, you gotta talk the talk. So the phone number is
749-1444.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Give us a call, it's a talk show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're your radio pals.
I forgot what we were going to say.
That's us. Mm. We're your radio pals. I look up theology in the dictionary. I got a dictionary for Christmas.
Did you now?
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas, Rob. Did
the you American have a good Heritage Christmas? Concise Dictionary.
What'd you get for Christmas?
This a good
that
dictionary?
Ugly shirt?
This is a good dictionary?
It's concise.
The American Heritage.
Now, Dick, what'd you get for Christmas, Rob?
I didn't get a dictionary, man.
Oh, I got worms.
I could have wrote that, man.
I got a dictionary. And I look theology, and theology says, the study of the nature of God and religious truth. Or, the second definition is...
Does it talk in that sissy voice like you were talking?
A system or school of opinions concerning God and religious questions.
I look up theology, and in a sissy voice it says, what the hell is that? Talk like a man! You just gotta listen to Barry White and that's the voice you use?
A system of the wrath of a God and religion.
Rob, do I have to remind you what Jimmy Hoffa Jr. says?
What did Jimmy Hoffa Jr. say?
You gotta walk the walk and you gotta talk the talk.
That's what I'm saying. You're talking like a sissy.
Matt, you're on the air. Walk that walk and talk that talk.
I was just wondering, do you guys believe in God? And if so, why? If so, why not?
Yes, I believe in God. And I believe in God because all of creation is his proof of existence.
Ooh.
How about you, Rob?
Yes, I believe.
Cool.
Why?
Well, all right, let's say an atheist were to ask you, or like try and convince you that there was no God. How would you approach that? Or how would you try and convince him that there is a God?
I'd say, why don't you wake up and smell the coffee, listen for the song of the birds in the trees, and the trickling of the stream running down the side of the mountain.
I kind of have, like...
And that's...
My whole feeling is, yes, there is a God, or some kind of higher power. Whether or not he plays a role in our day-to-day existence, I'm not too convinced he does.
Really?
Because the deal is, he's God. He created everything, right?
Yeah.
You know, does he really care if Jimmy makes the 8th grade basketball team? No,
he doesn't.
If I was
God, I would be hanging out with the puppy dogs.
And even on that, does he even care if I ever get a good job? Does he even care if Chris ever gets married? I mean, those things are just... I mean, it's just one person out of billions and billions throughout the timeline of history. And because he's a time traveler, too, you know. He's a god of past, present, and he can be like an all-time...
If I was God, I'd be hanging out with the dinosaurs.
Or Elvis in Los Angeles.
I don't believe in Elvis.
Ooh. All right, but so you're saying he spent, like, all these billions of years on this, I hate to use the word project, but, you know, this thing that he's working on, and...
I bet he got an outstanding.
Humans, and he doesn't even care about it.
Do you think, like, if this was a science project for supreme beings, he would get an outstanding on it?
I don't know. I think we're... I don't know.
But. Yeah, but, I mean, he cares about it. Maybe he cares about it. Maybe that's why we didn't blow up the world during the Cold War. Maybe that's why the Russians blinked during the Cuba Missile Crisis.
Yeah, I think... Matt, let me
ask you a question,
Matt. Whether or not Matt got what he wanted for Christmas, I don't think he really cares.
Matt, do you believe in guardian angels?
I don't doubt them. I don't know whether or not I truly believe in them.
Do you think the professional football players in the NFL have guardian angels?
Everyone but the Bengals.
Right. Here, listen to this, Matt.
Hello, this is Earl Nightingale. Some time back, I was in Saginaw, Michigan on business, and a friend of mine, Bud Irish, told me a story that affected me so deeply I haven't been able to get it out of my mind. I don't know where the story originated, probably many years ago, according to Bud, but it changed my outlook on life. It caused me to make some quick and radical changes in my personal affairs, and simply because of this story, my family and I have an independence we didn't have before. I want to pass this story along.
Are you with us, Matt?
I'm still here, yeah.
Okay, good. Why do you bring this up? What's your take on God?
I definitely believe that there is a God.
Why?
Just everything. You look at how everything fits together perfectly, how you look at people's own personal experience with God that they've had on retreats, whatever. And
what kind of retreats?
Just religious retreats, obviously.
You mean like going out in the woods and chilling? Like out to Milford or something.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. I once had a profound religious experience in Milford.
Yes. Kairos, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on that.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
How was the macaroni and cheese?
The macaroni and cheese was great.
Uh-huh. Do you think God created macaroni and cheese?
He created the person that created macaroni and cheese and put the thought into that person's
Why?
Head. What?
It's good what? And it's cheap.
It's great.
How are you supposed to get through college without macaroni and cheese? How are you supposed to live alone without macaroni and cheese? It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Really deep stuff now, I'll tell you.
So, macaroni and cheese, we can't use as proof that there is or is not a God.
If you want to, and if it helps you, I'd say go for it.
Although he created the wheat, which is made to turn into the macaroni, and he was, created the water, which goes to boil the wheat, which has been turned into macaroni.
No, what I hate is this whole cheese and macaroni conspiracy that's coming around.
What, it's more cheesier?
Yeah. I think it should be more macaronier.
I like more macaroni than cheese, yeah. Too much
I sure
cheese
do, too.
Gross.
I'll tell you, I like my macaroni and cheese dry, and my grandmother doesn't understand why. But if you ever bite into real slimy macaroni, it's just the grossest thing in the world. It's got the texture of boogers.
Dry macaroni with perhaps a little Italian dressing.
In fact, if I got leftover macaroni and cheese,
we'd be in.
I like to put it in the oven for a while and let it bake till it gets nice and crispy and crunchy.
And crush up like some breadcrumbs on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Some like baked breadcrumbs with like garlic and paprika and salt and pepper in them.
Well, I know I can always count on you guys for some really intellectual.
Well, you asked us. You know, you asked us a question and we answered a question. You want to just keep talking? You okay? What else you want to know about God? We know all about it.
Just remember, Chris and Rob is the only talk show in town where you're going to get a comparison between God and macaroni and cheese. God, a being conceived as the perfect, omnipotent, omniscient originator and ruler of the universe, the principal object of faith and worship in monotheistic religions. A being of supernatural powers believed in and worshipped by a people. That's God.
Ooh. Now, is it possible?
Yeah.
Is it possible that macaroni and cheese can one day elevate to become a god?
On that note, we're going to let you go, Matt. Thanks for calling and call us next week.
All right.
Bye.
Probably because it's Christmas, and Christmas is the birth of Jesus, who's the Son of God. Maybe that's what brought it up, and that's why Matt was thinking about it.
Religion is a belief in and reverence for a supernatural power or powers regarded as creator or governor of the universe.
You know, I'm not an expert on broadcasting, Chris. We do the little Chris and Rob late night talk show, and that's about all I know about the art of broadcasting.
Right.
But I would venture to say that someone reading out of a book is probably going to be one of the most boring types of broadcasting there are.
I would agree with you. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. We're calling in, letting people call in and talk on the radio, just like Reggie, who's up next.
Reggie.
Let me remind you that a little later tonight in our program, we will have my annual Christmas poem, my post-Christmas poem. And we'll
I can't
also
believe
have...
you're juicing that poem. Now,
a good one, too.
If Jim or I would have wrote something like that, you'd have been like, no, we're not doing that.
Also, this is our year-end show. This is our last show of 1994. So we're going to take a look back at 1994 and give you our list of things that should have happened in 1994 but didn't.
Okay, let's talk to Reggie.
Hi, Reggie.
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on with you?
Just chilling, trying to figure out the Barry White song, you know what I'm saying? Wayne Rocks, you know what I'm saying? I miss Rod time, you know what I'm saying?
Do you believe in God?
Yeah.
You know, he's the reason for the season.
Yeah.
Prime time is on from midnight to 2. They did their time.
Yeah.
Now they're through.
And we're not rhyming anymore.
But see, I'm a Hebrew Israelite, so, you know what I'm saying, I believe way differently than the last caller.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Elaborate a little.
Elaborate on what?
You said you're a Hebrew Israelite, so you agree with the last caller?
No, I don't agree that much with the last caller.
Oh, what point do you...
The last caller seemed like he's starving.
At what point do you disagree with him?
Oh, no, I just think he's starving. He needs more cheese in his macaroni.
Need more cheese, less macaroni.
Yeah, more cheese. More greasy, grimy cheese, like cheese is stuck to the bottom of the pan with the blackness on it.
So you agree with more cheese in the macaroni and not less?
Yeah.
More is more.
More is more.
Right.
Well, Reggie, there we part paths because I, like Chris, agree that more macaroni, less cheese.
Uh-huh.
Especially the powdered cheese. That stuff has got to go. That's got to go. Now, if you melt some real American cheese on there or something,
uh-huh.
or like even Velveeta,
uh-huh.
but not that powdered cheese. Cheddar, melt some good cheddar, like some of that Kraft, finely shredded cheddar. Ah.
Yeah.
Nah, that's some eating.
Yeah, you're right.
That is some eating.
All right, well, I'll talk to you guys
later.
You
know what one of my teachers in school used to say?
Yeah.
He'd say, now, do you think it's a coincidence that the smallest thing in the universe and the atom is a nucleus with, what would you call them, satellites orbiting around it, and the largest thing in the universe, which is the universe, is a nucleus with things, with satellites orbiting around it. Do you think that's just a coincidence? That's what one of my teachers used to say back in Hamilton School District. Although if he said that today, he'd probably be fired.
No, I don't think it's coincidence. I think it's kind of truthful. It might be truthful, and it might not. You know what I'm saying?
Never
but,
know.
But it's kind of relative. It's kind
of
relative.
It's a cosmic
it's like
dance
a
of sorts. If you think about it, you know, we all descended from one big note. One big musical note.
Boom.
Boom. Kind of like that, but a lot higher.
Yeah.
Like only a dog could hear it, but even higher than that. Like so high a dog couldn't even hear it. But you know what I'm saying is like there was one big note, and
uh-huh.
that's what all of creation became. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, I dig it.
I don't. You've lost me, dude.
Here, he's getting metaphysical on
us. Okay.
I am just a little metaphysical here, but I'll tell you what I'm saying.
Everybody, I think a lot of people stumble through life thinking, well, I don't know if I believe in God. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. But I tell you what, when I'm like 92... and they start sticking tubes in my arms and tubes up my nose, and I know I'm going to die in the next 3 months,
uh-huh.
then I think I'll discover God. And I think everybody like, kind of screws around and thinks, well, when I get that deathly ill, then all of a sudden I'll become a good Christian. But until then, hey, what's your name, honey? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. You see, I took an out-of-body experience to the center of the universe to see God.
With
what
Ted
do you think
Nugent?
About that?
You've met God?
Yes, I have.
Wow.
Here, Reggie, check this out. Oh, we're going to cut you loose, too. Have a good night.
All right, you too.
We are actually the same note, but a different octave. Right. We are 4,928 octaves below the big note.
Are you trying to tell me that this whole universe revolves around one note?
No, it doesn't revolve around it. That's what it is. It's one note. Everybody knows that the lights are notes. Light is just a vibration of the note, too. Everything is.
That one note makes everything else so insignificant.
What about negative light? Pigs use it for a tambourine, which is one of the reasons why the music's so hard to understand.
Ich bin gerade reingekommen und da habe ich gesehen, dass der die Platz
macht. Ah,
okay, so we're hanging out down here at WAIF. the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. This is our last show of 1994, and boy, are we glad this year is over. It's been a horrible year.
Really?
Yeah. The year has been filled with nothing but stupid stories in the news. I mean, the news isn't talking about anything interesting. All the media cares about is O.J. Simpson. He killed two people, allegedly. But what about Rwanda, where over a million people died?
That's how screwed up it is. Some people say it's because the Rwanda, I don't know if it's half a million or a million, they were all blacks, so nobody cared about it. But the two dudes at the juice off were white, so...
We didn't have any World Series this year, and this lady in South Carolina got more headlines for killing a couple of kids than anything else. I mean, it was ridiculous, and who cares about Nancy and Tanya? Who cares about Nancy and Tanya? Let me repeat, who cares about Nancy and Tanya?
I care about the latter half.
Miranda.
Hello.
Carmen Miranda.
Do you know your rights?
Yeah.
Get it, Miranda rights? Okay. Do you get it?
Where are you calling from, Miranda?
Silver Grove. Yeah.
You know, I hear that they have some horrible fish down there that are swimming around in the pond, silverfish.
Don't ask me, I have no idea.
Okay, so how you doing tonight, Miranda?
All right, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Rob?
Do you have a lot of good car lots there in Silver Grove?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good to know. So what was on your mind tonight, Miranda?
See, my friend, right? Her boyfriend cheated on her with her best friend.
Hold on. Your friend, is it a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Your friend, the girl,
yeah,
has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And your friend's boyfriend cheated on your friend, and your friend's boyfriend cheated on your friend with your friend's
best friend. Yeah.
Is that you? Are you your friend's best friend?
No. Some girl named Jamie. She's a real whore.
Whoa, watch out.
See, this girl's my best friend, though.
So Jamie is your best friend and your friend's best friend?
No, Jamie's not my best friend.
So you guys like the Three Musketeers?
Yeah, something like that. Not no more, though, because Jamie did that to her. And she don't know what to do.
Hey, you know, it takes two to tango, number one.
Yeah.
You know, Chris and Rob are your radio pals. So we're here to help.
That's right.
Get rid of your friend.
Yeah.
You don't get rid of your friend. Your friend should get rid of her boyfriend, and your friend should get rid of her best friend.
He keeps on calling her and asking her back out, though.
Well, tell her to get lost. I mean, that's the deal, because guys know that chicks will take them back. That's why guys crap all over women, is because women take them back. Don't take them back. Tell them to hit the trail. Tell them to hit the highway.
Miranda?
Yeah?
Here's what you should tell your friend.
Yeah?
Tell her she's got to walk the walk. She's got to talk the talk. I'm not kidding. You know what I'm saying. It's down.
Yeah. He's played her all kinds of times, though.
Well, see, I mean, he's done it before. He's going to try to do it again. Every once in a while, you know, sometimes you just got to spread your wings. You know, you got to be a free bird.
Okay.
I mean, just tell her to get... How old is she?
She's 16.
Oh, screw that. See, at age 16, there in Silver Springs High School, there are a lot of hunky dudes. She does not need to be hanging out with some loser who can't keep his pecker in his pants.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but...
And your friend, slutty friend, just let... You know, those two guys were made for each other. You know, you and your friend, go make some new friends. Go find some new boys. Maybe even head over to Newport Cath. Cove Cath.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, came to crescendo there.
Mm-hmm.
Almost on cue.
This is the Chris
and Rob
Late Night
Talk Show.
The phone number
749-1444.
Give us a call. It's a talk show. A little later, we got the list of things that should have happened in 1994 but didn't. It's our 1994 list of things that should have happened.
Some of them are kind of goofy. Some of them are just topics for discussion.
And one of them is a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah, I called in last week.
Well, all right.
And Santa Claus told me I was going to get a Dodge Ram for Christmas.
Oh, you're that Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's it run?
I didn't get it.
What? What did you do? What bad deed did you perpetrate?
You must have done something really horrible in between our talk show and Christmas morning.
What did you do, man?
I didn't do nothing.
Come on, come clean.
He dicked me, man.
This is Chris and Rob, your radio pals. Come clean, man.
He dicked me.
What, he gave you a Chevy instead of a Dodge?
No, he gave me a shotgun, a pager, and some other shit.
Time out, Sean. How old are you?
I'm 18.
All right. An 18-year-old gets a shotgun. What's that, about 400, 500 clams?
About that.
All right, and a pager.
Yep.
And you're bitching? What do you want, dude? What do you... Do you think I even came close to getting $400 worth of stuff?
Actually, I also got about a $2,000 stereo, too.
So, Sean... Sean cops 25... Do you hear this, Chris? Sean rakes in $2,500 worth of loot at Christmas.
And he complains because he didn't get a truck?
Well, I got a car instead of the truck, so that sucks.
Oh, that does suck, man. Why don't you sell the car and buy a truck?
Because the car don't ain't as worth as much as the truck.
So you got a shotgun, a pager, a $2,000 stereo, and a car?
Yep.
Where are you calling from, Hyde Park?
Nah.
Where?
From Blue Ash.
There's some nice places out there in Blue Ash. Well, Sean, sounds to me like you have absolutely no right to complain, and I think you should take 10% of your gifts and donate it to your favorite charity. So if you cop $3,500 worth of stuff, you should somewhere come up with $350 and take it down to the Salvation Army or some
suit.
Take your $350 and go down to No Anchovies and get a couple of large pepperoni pizzas.
Nah, what's your favorite? I donated it to the Chris and Rob show because y'all rock.
Yeah, right. Pay our phone bill.
Yeah. Get down with it.
Chester,
come here, Chester.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we have Chester in the house. Say hello, Chester.
It's Chester.
Hi, Chester. Lay a rhyme on us. Lay a rhyme on us. You're good at that stuff.
I know. I mean,
I told you, man.
Is he going to drag you out in the hall and say, play the piano for us?
You see that big bathroom key we got there? Mm-hmm. I'll use it, you know.
Okay, listen. Instead of me reading the annual post-Christmas poem, will you read it?
See ya.
Will you read the annual post-Christmas poem?
Tuesday, midnight. I'll see y'all later. Peace.
Okay. Bye, Chester. Thanks, Sean.
All right.
Bye.
Later, Sean.
Okay, I'm going to play a Bad Company song here, and then when we get back...
Is it Bad Company, Bad Company from the album Bad Company?
It's Bad Company.
What was the first... Who was the first band to ever do that?
What, Bad Company?
No, the first one to have the song, the band, and the album. Like, there's Iron Maiden, Iron Maiden, Iron Maiden. There was Ice House, Ice House, Ice House.
Was it Black Sabbath, Black Sabbath, Black Sabbath?
It might be. There was Box of Frogs, Box of Frogs, Box of Frogs.
I'm guessing that it's Black Sabbath off the album Black Sabbath
with the song Black Sabbath.
Yeah, I'm guessing. All right, well, I'm going to play a Bad Company song here, then when we get back, I'll read the annual post-Christmas poem. So stay tuned. The phone number is 749-1444. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Christmas is finally over, and that is no doubt. I've told all my relatives to get the hell out. I've given some gifts and I've gotten some too, but now I can kick back and pop open a brew. You know, I never really was part of that festive holiday mood, but hey, New Year's is coming. Party hardy, dude! I'm Chris.
You're not going to put that on a demo tape or anything, are you?
You bet.
You think that poem's going to rocket us to stardom?
It's beautiful. Party hardy, dude.
That's Whitman, right?
Yeah. Let's try this again. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're your radio pal.
Dude, I don't know what that means. I didn't know that meant we're your radio pal.
Like phone number.
I didn't know flexing your finger meant the radio pals thing instead of the late night talk
show.
No,
usually
thing.
Flexing your finger means up yours.
Yeah, 749-1444. Sheldon knew the number. He dialed it. What's up, Sheldon?
Hey, what's up?
Or it means tickle this.
What about if I put this in your hand?
Man, I wish I had got a car for Christmas.
That dude, the Sean dude from Blue Ash,
man,
he raked.
That's fucking... Oh, sorry. That's lucky.
Did he just say I'm sorry, then say the same thing again?
No, I said that's lucky.
Oh.
A car. I mean, a car.
Yeah, but it wasn't a truck. See, in blue ash, you know, it's got to be a truck. A car doesn't cut it.
It has to be.
Plus a $2,000 stereo and a $400 shotgun.
But see, if he got the, since he got the shotgun, if he got the truck, he had to get a shotgun rack.
Yeah, see, we wouldn't have got the stereo then.
Yeah, so I guess you got a trade or something.
But he really wanted those street lights that you can get at the Radio Shack. Or what do you call those things? Those things that like light up the street purple as you drive down the road.
What? I don't understand those.
Have you seen them?
Yeah, I've seen them.
What are they called?
They're called them things underneath the car that are purple.
I just called them street lights, but those are the big giant things that light
up the
street.
They're pretty expensive.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, they're like, I mean, I think they're like at least $100 or something. I mean, just to light up the street.
Do women like that? I mean,
I guess. I remember when I was at work, when I used to work at fast food, this guy was like, yeah, it don't matter how ugly or stupid you are. If you got a nice car, girls will want to get in it.
You know, since we're talking about technology, let me tell you some of the...
Women are so stupid, aren't they, Chris?
Some of the high-tech trends you're going to see in 1995.
Hold on, you're counting those little purple lights that you put underneath the Nova as high technology?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's lots more high technology that's going to be coming our way in 1995. Lots of interesting things.
Like what, Chris?
Like, for example, pretty soon you're going to be able to buy an electric car that you can buy for about $22,000 and go 200 miles between charges.
That's it? $22,000?
Mm-hmm. Also, I think you're going to find out that there's going to be a new high-definition TV programming in North America.
HDTV.
HDTV. HBO is going to have HBO HD.
Do you know what high-definition television is, Chris?
No, what is it?
On a TV screen, you have lines.
Pixels.
The pixels are the little bitty dots that make up each line that goes vertically.
Right.
No, horizontally, my bad. Anyway, high-definition TV goes from like 750 lines to 1,500 lines.
Wow.
Okay, so it's 1,050. High-definition doubles it, so they say that high-definition television looks like a snapshot, looks like a photograph. It's that clear.
Have you seen it yet?
No. But they say it really pays off with the big screen, because if you have those big, giant 4-foot screens, and the picture's always fuzzy, that's where high-definition TV really comes into good use.
You're going to find that satellite TV dishes are going to be down to about $400 by the end of 95.
Yeah, what's that deal with RCA? They got that little satellite you buy and stick it on your TV.
That's expensive. That's about $800.
CD-ROMs are going to sweep the nation in 1995.
Oh, yeah, right.
And they're going to have CD-sized video discs that'll play a whole movie on with the size of a CD on the disc.
You know what?
CDs are supposed to get smaller, too.
What are?
CDs.
They already have those little bitty CDs, but I don't think they're going to try to market them because they know that people are already very hesitant about leaping to another technology.
It's too quick.
Yeah, the mini disc. Yeah, it's too quick.
It's like the CDs just came out and everybody's starting to get a CD player and they want to jump to this other thing.
You know what? Sony does this, and they're the first to admit it. They like to have the technology obsolete before they put it on the market. When they introduce a product, say the mini disc, they want to have the next wave already invented just so they can milk that mini disc or milk the some other type of computer program or whatever, and then already have the replacement ready to go before they even introduce the first one. See what I'm saying?
So do you feel all this technology is detrimental to human...
No, it's not detrimental at all.
I think it's fantastic.
But I tell you what, anybody that buys anything first wave or what do you call it, first edition, when something first comes out, you're just going to get faced. You always got to buy a second or third generation. It's cheaper, and usually they have the bugs worked out. Like, remember those things that came out last year, 2 years ago? They were like these little notebooks, and you're supposed to write in them. They'd actually read your handwriting.
Yeah.
Those things never worked.
Oh, they're...
What about...
They're going to have a pen-sized computer real soon.
What about the first VCRs? Those things were like...
Those things were huge.
I mean, they're like 40
They were half
pounds.
The size of my living room.
Do you remember that Columbo, when William Shatner was on it? And he had one, and it was the first one Columbo ever saw. He's like, wow, it was as big as an 18-inch TV or something.
Now, they're like real small. And
they had top-loading ones. When I was in high school, all the VCRs were top-loading things.
Yeah, it popped up.
Yeah,
it
popped up.
And it would eat VCR tapes.
See, that was always attractive.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, Chris, what else is coming besides a pin-sized computer, yawn?
You're going to be able to get expanded cable services. You see, you can link up with the internet or America Online.
More cable.
Yeah, and you'll also be able to get a telephone number that's going to be interchangeable with your cellular phone. So if you're at home, you can get your calls at home, and if you're on the road, you can get your calls on the road.
Big deal.
I think all that's just unnecessary.
Well, the reason they're doing that...
IBM and Apple will probably merge all the way, they say.
They're running out of phone numbers, and they're going to have to start making new area codes, because a few years ago, every office got a fax. So right there, like, they doubled the number of phone numbers used in offices, and then everybody got pagers and beepers, and so everybody else got another phone number. Then everybody else... It used to be you had your office phone and your home phone. Now you got your office phone, your home phone, your fax, your car phone, and your pager beeper deal.
That's all that's just so unnecessary.
And your medic alert and your clapper. Let's just say, what's the newest update on the clapper? We got clapper 1, and pretty soon we'll have the smart clapper. We got the smart clapper, so if you clap twice, it turns off the TV. Clap 3 times, it turns off the lights. What's the next clapper?
The next clapper puts toast in your toaster, and it toasts the buns for you.
I always heard what was really fun.
It's called the Toasty Clapper.
Thanks for calling, Sheldon. Talk to you later.
Is you get a clapper, and you, like, have a poodle in there, and you just, like, let the poodle start yapping, and it's like having a big rave. Because the poodle's going, and the clapper's going on and off and on and off. Every time the poodle barks, you know, the lights go off. So that's a good, cheap way to have a rave, is just turn a poodle loose in a room with a clapper.
Yeah. Pretty soon we're going to get down with our list of things that should have happened in 1995.
Is that all the technological inventions of the 1995?
That I can think of right now, but there's more on the way. Don't forget to check out No Anchovies Pizzeria down on Ludlow. It's the best pizza place in town, and when I say it's the best, I mean it's the best.
Dude.
What?
We'll have to talk about that after, okay, off the air.
Hello, Jamie. You're on the air.
Yeah, I need advice. There's this guy that I really love a lot, and his name's Dave Kramer.
And you love him?
Yes, I do. And
what's his name?
Dave Kramer.
Dave Kramer.
He lives in Silver Grove. That's where I'm from.
Where's he live?
Silver Grove.
Oh, okay. This is the Silver Grove connection rearing its head again. Okay, so what's up with Dave Kramer?
I love him a lot, but he just... he acts like he wants a relationship with me 1 minute, and the next minute he don't.
Is this the guy that hosts your best friend?
Please?
Did he screw your best friend, or is this a different group of people?
Sleep with, Rob.
Sorry.
We're going to have to talk about that a little later.
Girl who caught him before, I'm the girl who slept with him.
Oh, you're the whore.
Oh, no!
I'm just repeating what I heard. I'm not passing judgment.
I'm thinking maybe in 1995 we can get updated phone technology down there to Silver Grove. What do you think about that, Jamie? Jamie, I said.
Oh. Take a trip to Odd Lots and pick you up a new phone. Listen, Jamie, this Dave guy, he was going out with your best friend and you went to bed with him?
He's trouble. Dave is trouble. He's bad news.
Dave's having his cake and eating it too, and maybe doing a few other things with it.
No, the Miranda girl who called him before.
Uh-huh.
I'm the one who was her best friend, and... That song guy she was asking about, that was me.
Okay, well, you know.
But Dave Kramer hasn't slept with none of my best friends.
Well, he was going out with your best friend when you slept with him.
No!
We don't want to turn into Montel here.
Or Jerry Springer.
No, well, Jerry Springer, just, so how big are your breasts?
Oh my God.
Jamie, you know, it's like John Lennon said. Whatever gets you through the night. But it's generally not a good idea to sleep with someone when they're going out with someone else. And I'll tell you why. They did it once. They'll do it again. If you screw Dave when Dave had a steady girlfriend, once you become Dave's steady girlfriend, you cannot be surprised when Dave screws around on you. You know what kind of... Dave is the kind of guy who will go out on his girlfriend.
And don't forget about STDs.
Now you are Montel.
Yeah, they have STDs. You can get STDs that way.
STDs and KY.
That's how AIDS got started down the AIDS highway in Africa.
What the?
That's a funny thing we're talking about.
I thought that was hate.
Just tell them about STDs, because we got to be educational as well as informative.
You know what they are. You take health in high school, right?
Okay, my friend,
okay.
Kim, she's sitting here, and there's this guy that she really likes a lot.
Okay.
And she don't know if he really likes her or not. And when she gets around him, she don't know what to say. And she gets...
Okay, here's what you do. You write a note. You say, hey, Fred, whatever his name is.
Craig.
Do you like me? Then you write yes, no, and then you write circle one.
But he's 19 years old. He's more mature.
Okay. And then you have, then you like have a friend go up to him and say, I know someone who likes you. I know someone who likes you.
That always works. Jamie, good luck with your romance problems.
Thank you.
Call us next week and fill us in on what happens.
Go up to the dude and ask him out. Guys love to be pursued.
Oh, my God.
Go up to him and ask him out, even if he is 3 years older. Although, I tell you what kind of guy 19 is going to go out with the 10th grader?
Right on.
I know.
Hey, Jamie, have you ever been on the radio before?
No.
Are you a little nervous?
No.
Good. Do you have some self-confidence?
I'm not a 10th grader, neither.
Okay, do you remember those guys in high school, Chris and Jim?
Thanks,
those,
Jamie.
Those women who would, they were girls back then. They were in they could be in like 10th or 10th grade or something, and they'd have pictures of their boyfriend, the Marine.
Yeah, go figure.
What kind of loser Marine guy is that?
Yeah.
At the time, you thought, whoa, it's cool. She's going out with a Marine. But now you're thinking, man, that guy must have been a real loser. This guy's in the Marines. He's going out with a 10th grader.
Say the phone number, Rob.
749-1444.
Tell him what kind of show this is.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
That means you can call us and we'll put you on the radio, just like Jamie just did and just like William is about to do. Billy!
William!
Yeah.
What's up?
It's Will.
Hey, Will.
You never go by Billy?
Nah.
Why not?
Cause.
Just Will or William. That's kind of square.
It's a white name.
Oh, okay.
Well, what is?
It's white.
Billy's white?
Yeah.
What about Billy White Shoes Johnson? What about Billy Preston?
What about Billy Go Bob?
What about Billy D. Williams?
Yeah. Billy D. Williams. That guy got more tail than anybody else in Hollywood in the 70s.
Yeah, what about Billy Go Black?
I don't know him.
Anyhow, William, why did you call the late night talk show tonight? What's on your mind?
I just want bullshit with you.
Okay. How old are you?
17.
15?
17.
17.
Well, on average, I'd say 16.
You're lying. You're lying. I think you're about 8. What do you think of that?
I think you're crazy.
Really? You think I'm crazy? What part of town are you calling from?
Price Hill.
Price Hill. How are things in Price Hill?
Shitty.
How's your Queen City Barrel?
Shitty.
You got crappy language for a little kid. We need to educate you. Those are the wrong words to say for a little kid like you. Normally, me and Rob, we love kids, don't we?
We love kids.
They're so cute.
Especially other people's.
Yeah, not our own.
Nope. Tune me, man.
Okay. We'll be back.
This is something off the Casablanca record label. Are you playing a disc?
You can play a disc here.
All right. This is Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're taking your calls. We're shooting the breeze. Kind of in between Christmas and New Year's kickback thing. If anybody knows of where something's going down New Year's Eve that Chris and Rob should check out, we'd be glad to hear from you.
Who's this, Jim?
All right. Jim laying down a law with somebody.
Jim Miranda, you're on the air. Make it quick.
Yeah, Dave is not the boy that Jamie slept with. It's Sean. It's totally two different boys we're talking about.
Oh, right. Okay, great, Miranda. We're really not that interested.
Well, we're a little interested.
Well, I mean, just the
people love a good soap opera.
The names are not important, but just the events and the happenings.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for checking in, though.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, we've got that great Silver Spring love triangle flow chart working. I'm glad we can fill in the names properly now.
Say the phone number, Rob.
Silver Grove, you're right. 749-1444.
Does anybody know you're here? All right.
Good evening, Cincinnati. Welcome to Chris and Rob late night talk show. We are your radio pals. The phone number here is 749-1444. We're taking your calls until 5 o'clock.
First of all, I'm going to scratch my butt.
You scratch your butt, and I'll keep telling people what's going on here.
This is
our last program of 1994. We're looking forward to 1995, and we thought that 1994 was absolutely despicable.
I hate to see a good itchy butt go to waste.
Yes.
Hey, Pat, what's going on?
Not much. It's how you're working.
You're working. Where are you calling from?
Down here by CG&E.
You're working at
Cincinnati.
You're at CG&E? Isn't that Synergy now?
Yeah, PSI, whatever you want to
call it. Yeah. Should I invest in some of that Synergy stock? Is that a good buy?
Definitely not. I wouldn't do it.
Really?
I think it's going to collapse.
Wow. Ooh. So, Pat, what made you call up the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show?
I don't know. I just been having problems finding the wrong girl. And I figure I'd start out the new year and try to find a good one.
Really? Where have you been looking?
Probably the wrong place. If you're looking for love in the wrong place.
Do you line dance?
No.
Have you tried Silver Springs, Kentucky?
No, I haven't been there yet.
Silver Grove. Try Silver Grove, Kentucky.
I've been up at Cooters a lot in Clifton.
Ooh. You'll catch something there. How old are you, Pat?
21.
Okay, well, let's, describe... the perfect Pat woman for 1995.
The Pat woman?
The Pat woman. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Probably about 5'6", 5'5".
That's weird. He starts off with the physical stuff. What's that say about him? But anyway, go ahead.
A nice girl that really cares, probably.
Yeah.
And
nice.
The one that doesn't want money because I got a nice car and a lot of girls are attracted to my car.
Then why are you calling a late night talk show?
I was just hoping that you guys could help me out there on the radio land.
Well, we're pretty good at this kind of thing.
Do you like back rubs?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like pina coladas?
Yeah.
Bubble baths?
I like drinking a lot.
Do you like getting caught in the rain?
I like drinking a lot.
We need to find him a beautiful alcoholic babe. Are you into health food or champagne?
Both.
Well, I tell you, have you tried the classified ads in the Everybody's News?
What's that?
Oh, you can only make perverts there.
Have you tried classified ads in Everybody's News?
No, I don't want to do that.
Do you believe in premarital sex?
Yes, I do.
What religion are you?
Catholic.
Does that matter?
It doesn't matter.
Are you a pervert?
No, I'm not.
Have you ever been involved with the sex with more than one person at a time?
No.
Are you clean? Do you carry any diseases?
Yes, I'm clean.
How tall are you?
5'6" and a half.
So that's why you want a 5'5" woman, huh? How much do you weigh?
145.
Are you fat?
No, I'm muscular. Work out 4 times a week.
So you look like Schwarzenegger.
I'm getting there.
Can you kick some ass for a little shit for a little guy?
Oh, I took kickboxing for 5 years.
Okay.
How smart are you?
How smart?
Yeah. Can you read?
Yeah, I can read.
Do you like to read?
Yeah, it's alright.
What's your favorite book?
My favorite book? Probably The New World.
Okay, what's your favorite TV show?
Gilligan's Island, because he never gets off the damn island.
Gilligan's Island is kind of like a white man's wet dream. You got a beautiful, prolific, kind of hornball redhead, and then you have the girl next door.
Prolific?
I mean, you always know what's going to happen. I mean, they never get off the damn
island. Promiscuous is what I meant. So what's your favorite rock and roll band?
Probably rock and roll would be Creedence Clearwater Revival.
What's your favorite country band?
Let's see.
Have you heard the Mavericks?
No.
They're very good.
Are they?
Yeah, check out the Mavericks.
What's your favorite word in the new concise dictionary?
Love, I guess.
Okay, Pat, you've got Miss Wright. She's 5'5". She's a nice girl. Who, what, where? Tell me about the dream date.
I'm looking for like a 26, 27 waist if possible.
I said date, not waist.
Hey, listen, Pat, I looked up love in the New American Heritage Concise Dictionary.
Yeah, what's
it
say?
It says deep affection and warm feeling for another.
Yeah.
But the word after, it's more interesting. It's love bird.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Love bird, a small parrot often kept as a caged bird.
Is that good or bad?
That's good.
Oh.
So where would you and Miss Wright go? Bowling?
No, probably out to eat to Montgomery Boat House.
Montgomery Boat House, that's pretty good.
Probably go out and do a little dancing and some drinking.
Okay, do you wear cowboy boots with steel tips?
No, I don't get into that.
What kind of footwear do you wear?
Footwear?
Yeah.
Probably just boots and stuff.
Okay, well, I think we can find the girl for you. We'll take you off the air, let you give your home phone number to the lovely Jim who answers phones for us. We couldn't do it without him. And, no, we can't do that. We're not going to give it on the air.
Okay.
But we'll let you give it off the air to Jim, and then if the right girl calls, we'll hook you up.
Okay, sounds good.
This is just like the love connection.
Yeah, it always is.
Thanks, Pat. Thank you very much, Pat. Ladies, call 749-1444 if you want to meet Pat.
Anyway. So we're playing some basketball tonight, man.
Who is, you and me?
Me and about 11 other guys, we're playing basketball. We even had a bench, you know, you could rotate in and out. And afterwards, everyone says, hey, Rob, let's go to Webb's and get a few brews. And I'm like, no, man, I got this Chris and Rob show to do. So I am very proud of myself tonight for passing up this opportunity to get snookered with this guy I hadn't seen in 2 years. But he moved to California. He's back in town. I said, no, man. Duty calls. Chris and Rob, WAIF Cincinnati. I got to be there. I can't let the listeners of the Queen City down.
Well, is this guy tuned in?
Did Pat's got a call already? Well, okay. You know, Pat sounded pretty good. He's probably making pretty good money down there at CG&E. You know what? I think the CG&E, they charge enough for those for their stinking gas and electric and stuff. They got to be paying their people pretty well. You would like to think they're paying their people pretty well, although it's probably all just dividends.
Tyrone. Hello, Tyrone. You're on the air.
Yeah. And Mom, that was my little cousin Willie that was calling y'all.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was just messing with y'all, man. He's only 11 years old.
That's what I thought.
He said he was 15.
Nah, man, he's only 11. Mm. His mama told him to go to bed, and he's just trying to piss her off.
Oh, okay. Well, I bet he did a good job.
Probably.
Where are you calling from?
Price Hill.
How are things in Price Hill?
Pretty shitty, like he said.
Okay.
So at least he was accurate.
Yeah.
He may have been trying to piss off his mom, but at least he was accurate in doing so.
Yeah, he messed with her. Daddy died about a year ago. Now he's trying, you know, push his mom's buttons and shit because he all still pissed off about that.
Jeez.
It's always a tragedy when something like that happens.
You Price Hill people. Thanks for calling.
What the hell's wrong, dude?
He kept saying the word piss over and over again.
What's wrong with the word piss? You can say that anywhere, anytime.
You can't say that on the radio.
Man, I tell you what, out of this George Collins 7 words you can't say, you can say about 5 of them now. The F word,
no,
and the MF word.
Piss isn't even in the dictionary. I got the
What's
dictionary
the C
right
word?
Here.
Cunt?
Hey, you can't say that on the radio. Look, I got the dictionary right here, and piss is not in it. There's the Pissus Tatras, which is the an Athenian tyrant. He must
what about
have been
piss ant? Is piss ant there?
No, it's not in here.
Not pissed.
Pissed isn't in here either.
Completely pissed.
Okay. Well, guess what we're going to do now, Rob?
Look up buggery.
You're a pervert. I guess we'll do the Chris and Rob things that should have happened in 1994, but for some weird reason never did.
Right. This is the Chris and Rob list of things that should have happened
Hold on, Chris.
In 1994.
We don't have much tape left. We need to flip it.
Flip it then.
This is